just had a nice photo come in to our Show Us Your Rack contest. It's not posted yet on the page, but we get a notification when somebody uploads a photo, and a nice photo of, it looks like a father and maybe a daughter or an adult man and a young woman. I think it was, anyway, a woman. I didn't look that closely, but it's a nice deer shot down near Sabin, Minnesota. And so that one will be posted up quickly, or soon anyway, on our KFGO Show Us Your Rack page. Morehead City Council last night talked about ways to balance the city's operating budget for 2014. City finance director says, you know what, you got to find $342,000 somewhere. You either need to raise the revenue or you need to cut services or benefits or things like that to balance the budget. And the city council last night didn't really come to a final conclusion of what they want to do. And time is running short because it's November 13th already, and there's only a couple more council meetings left in this calendar year. To talk about this and to get his take on what might happen, I want to welcome in Morehead City Councilman Steve Gertz to the Mike McFeely Show.
Hey,
hello,
Mike.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. Have you been outside today, Steve? Because it is gorgeous out there.
Yeah, I have. And every day that we can get is just one shorter day of winter.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I like the way you're thinking. Okay. What's the city going to do? What's your city of Morehead and soon to be my city going to do? Because there's a hole in the budget that needs to be filled. And it sounds like one of the fixes that you guys maybe had tossed around, adding a streetlight fee to Morehead, that maybe it sounds like might be losing some traction here. So what's going to happen, Steve?
Well, I think, first of all, I'd like to address the hole in the budget.
Sure.
The information that the council was presented last night showed about $190,000 gap, okay? And I think to get from that 190 to the number you're talking about, the 342,
yep,
is the reorganization cost.
Okay.
And they say that it's from like 8,000 to 160,000. Now that's a pretty big range, and myself personally, I don't think we're going to be on the top end. We're going to be closer on the bottom end. So I don't think the gap is as big as maybe the 320,000 that you had mentioned.
Okay.
The second point being is we have about a $65, $66 million budget in the city of Morehead. And I have a hard time believing that we can't seem to find $200,000 of savings in that budget to close the gap. What I spoke to last night on the streetlight utility is I don't want to pass a budget that's got a deficit in the hopes that we're going to pass this streetlight utility next year, because we'll have four new voices on the council next year. And I think out of respect for them and the election process, we have to allow them to weigh in their opinion, because they're going to be serving 3 to 5 years, depending on how this odd year, even year election thing is decided.
Mm-hmm.
On
yep.
How we're going to try to true up the election process. And so I think they're entitled to voice their opinion, because it'll be a decision that they'll have to live with either for or against for the next number of years. And I don't think that we've done enough research on the streetlight utility to pass it this year with this council. You know, we've talked about it a couple of meetings. I think it needs to be vetted a little further. There's a whole variety of ways that utility could be implemented. And, you know, I think we just need to do a little bit more due diligence on it. And that combined with, you know, can we find the $200,000 in our budget? I remember last year when we were going through the same thing, we were trying to close a gap, and staff did a great job of being creative on how to close that gap without cutting services, you know. That's where I was coming from last night.
So do you need to find, let's settle on the $200,000 number. Do you need to find that $200,000 by the end of the year, by your last council meeting here in a few weeks? Is that the way it's going to have to go?
Oh, I think we have to find it before the the hearing on December 2nd.
Okay, so you've only got a couple weeks then.
We have two meetings left to figure out, okay, because I think we have to pass a balanced budget.
Yep.
And so we have a committee of the whole that's going to be next Monday, and the bulk of that meeting will be delegated towards the budget. So I think there's going to be a lot of work this week with staff trying to come up with some different options for the council to look at.
Steve Gertz, Morehead City Councilman, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show this afternoon. So if you do need to find savings, and you said I think it was a $65 to $66 million budget, and you think it's doable to find a couple hundred thousand dollars in savings or efficiencies there, do you have ideas of where that would come from? Do you have some suggestions for city staff or what?
No, I haven't. I don't think the council has had an opportunity to delve into every line item. We have had presentations by our various department heads, more of a global thing. But the budgeting process is really the city manager's responsibility. And if the city council says, okay, this is what our budget's going to be, it's really the city manager's responsibility to work that budget so he falls within those parameters.
Okay.
And I don't think that the council should get in and start to micromanage. I think we set the policy and then the staff is supposed to implement that. So
okay.
I think it's really up to city manager Mike Redlinger to come with options, and then the council can make an informed decision based on those options.
Do you think that the $200,000 number, though, could affect services in a way that would upset the residents of Morehead, Steve? Because, you know, people want their streets plowed. I mean, we all heard that last winter. They want all the services that are there now. So if you're starting to cut things, and I think Morehead runs, I think, a pretty lean operation after, you know, some years of dropping figures and things like that. I mean, is it going to affect city services if you start cutting more out of the budget?
I think if you look at our overall budget, say it's $65 million, that's 0.3%. And I just have a hard time believing that city services would be impacted with a $200,000 line item in a budget of that size.
Okay. One other item that was been in the news recently was Anheuser-Busch, Steve, talking about, you know, we don't like our electric rates right now, and so we'd like them to stabilize or not raise, or we might find other options that we have in the world to do business. Does that kind of scare a little bit when you hear that? And what are some options that the city could do there? Because that's a big building out by I-94 that if Anheuser-Busch isn't in there, and I think the city of Morehead helped them out an awful lot getting that thing built and going, that's a building that's going to sit there for a long time without anything in it because you really can't use it for anything else, I don't think, can you? What's going to happen here with the city of Morehead?
Well,
and
I think they are an extremely important partner with the city, and I think that we're going to do whatever we can do to make sure that they expand in our community rather than pull out. And I think there's dialogue going on right now. I don't think it's necessarily they don't like the current rate structure. They're just concerned if they have a bunch of utility increases, that's going to have an impact on their bottom line, especially if they're going to do a major expansion.
Mm-hmm.
We want to keep them in Morehead. We want to, if they expand and invest in that in their plant here, that means more jobs. That means more rooftops for us. That's just a positive thing all the way around for our community.
Does Anheuser-Busch's concerns, does that roll into the streetlight fee and the monthly fee for utility customers? Is that part of their concerns as well? Does that factor into your thinking on this, Steve?
I don't think the two are related.
Okay.
Because
okay.
Really what you're doing is you're taking money from the budget and putting it into a streetlight utility. It's the same type of dollars.
Okay.
You know, and so either you're going to raise property taxes, cut expenses to balance the budget, or do this utility, the streetlight utility. So it's three different options.
Okay.
I think that we should do our due diligence to try to get the option of let's try to find some inefficiencies in our budget so we don't have to look at raising taxes or doing the street utility at this point.
What is your take as a sitting city council member on the election of a new mayor, Delray Williams, and some new faces that you referred to earlier on the city council? As you're sitting there as a sitting member, what are your thoughts, Steve?
Well, 2 years ago, I was one of those new faces. So the electorate has voted and voted in new faces, and I'm looking forward to working with them as a group. I think the bottom line is whether you're a new council member, whether you're an existing council member, new mayor, or existing mayor, I think we all have the same goal of making Morehead a better place, making Morehead more competitive in the marketplace. And as long as we keep our eye on that goal, I think it's a win-win for everybody. So I'm looking forward to working with the new council, and it should be exciting. I was there 2 years ago, so I know exactly what they're going through.
And a little news report I saw last night saying that the city of Morehead, from some website, so take it for what it's worth, but a website said that Morehead is the number two best city in the state of Minnesota for job seekers right now because of median wages, home prices, opportunities, things like that. And I saw that, and I got a little a hometown pride, Steve, because Morehead, as you know, takes a lot of guff from the surrounding communities and from across the river in North Dakota. So I think any positive ink from Morehead is a good thing.
And I agree with you 100%. There is I was at the Morehead Business Association meeting this morning, and somebody stood up and spoke, a realtor here in town, said that he had heard more buzz about properties downtown and more activity just because of the excitement and the positive news about redeveloping downtown. And we've got a lot of great things happening. We've got a number of restaurants that they're looking at coming in. Foundation is in for one of them down by the Qdoba restaurant down on South 8th Street with New Sanford Clinic, with the Sam's Club. And D&M Industries is doing a major expansion. We've got some activity in our new industrial park, the Macara Industrial Park. Kovash Marine is looking at expanding his business. Matt's Automotive just put an expansion on theirs. I think there's a lot of positive things happening. And the more that we can focus on that positive, I think there's just an excitement that we're on the cusp of rolling over.
Super. Steve, thank you. Thanks for coming on. Come back again sometime, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yep, you bet. Steve Gertz, he's a city councilman in the great city of Morehead, Minnesota.